I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
Gavin tends to believe that Katie has now reached a new low in her life. Katie's actually been really good about doing lots of DIY product.
I wouldn't say really good.
Excuse me.
When you finish them.
Seems like Katie's always looking for an opportunity to find, furniture.
I like
stuff
refurbishing
for the house.
Furniture.
Well, Katie is considering finding furniture in the most unlikely place.
It's on the side of the road.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. Hear that, everybody? On the side of the road.
It's not like I'm going.
Furniture.
I'm not getting in my car and thinking, let's drive around, see if we can find some furniture. It's not that. It's like the furniture that falls off of somebody's truck and then you just see it on the side of the freeway.
Or the furniture that someone has just casually left on the side of the freeway or side of a road, or like they're dumping it and they're like, well, we can just toss it over here to the curb.
But mostly lately it's been freeway furniture.
You're saying that it's stuff that has fallen off of a truck just because you don't want to admit that probably most of that is dumped furniture. How often does furniture fall off the back of a truck?
I mean, I feel like I see it a lot. And it's in places like the 65 on-ramp doesn't seem like a place where somebody stopped, got out of their truck, and took furniture out.
You don't know that.
I mean, I don't know it, but it seems very unlikely it's a two-lane road.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
You said 65 on-ramp without rolling your eyes up to think of like, oh, what would a funny place be? Is there something on the 65 on-ramp that you want? Have you seen it?
It's a really good chair.
Oh, my God.
And I'm telling you, it didn't get very much damage when it...
What is it again?
It's a chair.
Just one chair.
Just one chair. Like a upholstered chair with wooden legs. And here's the thing. It's in pretty good shape.
Oh, my God. Someone just texted in. Is she talking about the chair that was on the bridge that merges on his...
Shut up! Shut up! Did they really?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yes! Yes, I am!
Are you going to be mad if that person takes your trash furniture before you do?
Well, listen. I've driven past it for three days, maybe longer, and I haven't stopped and taken it, and that's on me.
You can't take that.
It's not yours.
My God.
Well, besides
the fact... Don't get going on the... Whose is it? The freeways?
Well, at this point, it's been 3 days.
I'm not going to agree with Rain. That is abandoned furniture,
yes.
Okay? But you can't take it because that's a homeless person has done stuff to that chair.
That's not even possible.
Why? Because it's... Why?
Okay, so you're saying that a homeless person walked up 80... Okay.
Happens a lot.
Right.
It really doesn't, actually.
It really does, actually.
You see a lot of people walking on the side of the freeway without a car?
No, they don't walk on the shoulder. They walk in the grassy parts. That's where encampments are.
I can take you
a half mile from here and show you a damn near homeless city on the side of the highway.
But that's sort of like near something. I'm talking about like just... wide open freeway. Okay, so in this scenario, they left their homeless camp.
Right.
And then they walked on the 65 bridge and did something to a chair while cars rushed by them.
It's possible. They're homeless. They're crazy.
Okay. It's possible. It seems unlikely. And I already told you the chair's in good condition.
So the chair's been there for 3 days. You're going to want to take this chair, put it in the back of your SUV, take it home to your house, to your children, to your husband, put it inside your house. And then what? You're going to have your children sleep in this chair? They're going to get all nestled? It's Christmas time in front of the fireplace. And Mom, I love this great chair that you got us. We don't know what happened to it up until that point you picked it up.
They're going to hand it down to their kids. Mom, when you die, can you please will to me the homeless chair that grandma had?
You know, somebody texted in and said, I'm upcycling. And that person is right. That's what I'm doing.
Okay, what that person texted in before
that
was, one man's trash is another Katie's treasure.
I have stuff that can clean furniture.
All right, hold on a second.
So I can clean. You don't think that my kids have sat on a couch in a hotel? Who even knows what happened to that?
That's way more sanitary than it's sitting on the side of the road.
There's literally probably a less than 10% chance. I understand that's still kind of high, but it's a hotel. Then a dog crapped on it.
Yes.
There's a very high chance that a dog crapped on it. At least a rat. Maybe mice. Birds have probably pooped on it.
I'll give you birds.
Cats have peed on it.
No, not on 65. They'd get hit.
There might be a possum that laid its demon eggs inside of it.
Okay, I will not take it if it has possum. Wait, possums have babies. They don't have eggs.
They are creatures from hell, and we don't know how that they reproduce.
Get out of my chair, demon spawn!
It's gonna happen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.